Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we're continuing a message I've been sharing, Thy Kingdom Come, and we're learning some important lessons, the marching orders, if you will, that our Commander-in-Chief has given to the body of Christ. He was very clear in the things he was asking his disciples, that they were to preach the gospel, they were to be obedient to his commands, they were to pray, Thy Kingdom Come, they were to wage effective spiritual warfare, and to occupy until he comes. And so there is a importance in each one of our lives that we do the things that God has called us to do. That parable that he shared with his disciples about those who had 10 pounds and 5 pounds and those that didn't, that one that didn't do anything to increase the gift that he had been given, the talent he had been given, that the Lord called him a wicked servant. So we are to do the things that he's called us to do. But we learn important lessons with what David did to establish the kingdom, because the king is returning, and that we are doing our part to prepare the way of the Lord, as John the Baptist did for the coming of the literal ministry of Jesus Christ. So we are preparing the way of the Lord for his second return. And in order to do that, like Israel, we need to be unified. That's what the divine strategy that God gave to David. He'd been ruling, remember, over the Judea for 7 years, but then in 2 Samuel it says all the tribes came to him, and they said, be our king. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and the king David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed Dave king over Israel. So God is bringing his people that he can only truly do by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by the arm of flesh, but God is bringing a people together who will have the mind of Christ, that there will be a harmony, there will be unity that can only be done not by legislation, not by compromise, but by an understanding of the Word of God. We are united on the Word of God. And so that was what he did. He began to rule over all the tribes in Israel. So the kingdom of God is set up by degrees. And so what was the very first thing he did after that? He had to take Jerusalem. Now, by way of a brief history, the Jebusites lived in Jerusalem. It was a stronghold. It was a very fortified city, and they had lived on the border between Benjamin and Judah, and they were a small tribe, but they'd held on for about 500 years. Their king was killed by Joshua years before. Part of the city was taken, but the citadel held out for 300 more years until David seized it. Now, why is that important? Because, well, the Jebusites actually weren't hostile or a threat to Israel's peace, yet they possessed the very heart of the promised land, the place where the king was going to be enthroned. And what's the application for us today? Well, just like for David, the most important spot was still under enemy control, if you will, and they were completely confident of their actual security. In fact, in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, verse 6, it says, "The king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither," thinking David cannot come in thither. Well, it doesn't exactly say what his strategy was, but he did take the city. And so even though they weren't a hostile threat, they possessed the very heart of the promised land. And so the most important spot where the center of rule was to take place for the king, King David, to be in residence, it was under enemy control. And so we have to understand in our lives, we have got to allow the king to have absolute authority over the throne of our heart, if you will. When we surrender to our King, the Lord Jesus, and his name, the Lord will move in and take out the stronghold of the enemy. So what is the lesson for us? It represents the dislodging of Satan's influence and strongholds in our lives. And it's that part of us, our soul. As we grow in the Lord, we begin to understand. I think, wow, Lord, I'm totally committed to Jesus. I'm living for him. I'm saved, filled with the Spirit. Well, that's wonderful. But is there any place in your heart where self still wants to assert itself? Beloved, we're in a process of sanctification that will never cease until we go to be with the Lord or the Lord comes. Is there anywhere Satan can have a partnership in our lives? Jesus spoke about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, sensual gratification, ambitions and aspirations of the mind, or in the pride of life, assurance of one's own resources and strength, and the stability of the things God's placed in your lives. Look at Job. Look how he was tested. There was none like him in all the earth, and everything was taken from him. And yet, that God was getting down, not only as a testimony, but it showed that we, beloved, there's testings occurring in this hour and this day that are shaking many to their very foundations. And so we need to be established on the rock, the Lord Jesus, and upon his word. Now, the Jebusites, you know, they weren't really hostile. They just lived there. They never, you know, in our own lives, we could say, well, you know, I'm totally committed to the Lord. My service is for the Lord. Yet the Jebusites held the very place God wanted for his capital. The stronghold of Zion is where the Almighty dwells. And beloved, we see this worked out in the natural today. Just look at the complex dynamics of the situation in the Middle East, of Israel and the surrounding neighbors, the current events that we see unfolding every day, the fight over Jerusalem. Beloved, it will only be truly resolved when the king sets up his court in the city of peace. That's actually what it's called, Jerusalem, the city of peace. It's never been that way in terms of this realm, but when Jesus, the King of Peace, returns, we will see that occur. Jerusalem has an eternal destiny. And going back to this second prong, if you will, the stage in which David was in. He had to rout out all those seemingly harmless people. I mean, they weren't causing problems, but they were occupying the place where he was supposed to be, the king. A little bit of history. Remember Noah, after the flood, he had three sons. It was Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Well, in the word, it talks about Ham, one of his sons, who was the son of Noah. He begat Canaan. The third son of Canaan was the Jebusite. That word Jebus, it means trodden down. So any inhabitant in Jerusalem other than the Lord God will trample underfoot the original divine purpose of that sacred city. And so where's the application for a believer? Well, the devil wants to tread you under. But you know what? Unless we are mindful of the weapons of our warfare, the things that God has given to us, authority over all, the authority, the power of the enemy. We are supposed to do that to him. May I give you a scripture? Luke 10 and 19. Behold, speaking to his disciples of all ages, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. That's not literally the literal physical serpent, although in the case, remember Paul, when they got shipwrecked, they came on, it was winter, it was cold, they built a fire, and the serpent jumped out of the fire and bit Paul, and all the heathen there expected, they thought he was a god, but when they saw that, he thought, well, you know, he's not going to, he won't survive this. And when he didn't fall over, when he had no of this power, the poison, the work of the enemy against him, it demonstrated the power of God, that he was, they said, now he's a god, you know. So we aren't literally to try to hold, you know, take up serpents, but if the enemy attacks, he has given you and me power, the body of Christ, over all, that's inclusive, power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. So that's the second thing. We've got to allow the Lord to reign King and Supreme in our spirit, in our heart of hearts. And then, as David, we will have the power to be able to defeat anything the enemy would bring our way. And then, of course, we see the third step in establishing his kingdom and the body of Christ. We are to do that too. There's an extension of the kingdom, and we do that by our life, by our testimony, preaching the gospel through missionaries, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In fact, that won't have, the Lord won't return until that occurs, the word being preached in every nation. And I want to share an example with you of what happens. We're going to go to 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, but my time has flown away again, and we will pick up tomorrow at this same place. Praise God. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. I personally pray for every letter, every person that writes in, and send back a blessing of encouragement, a letter, whatever God gives me to help strengthen and help you and inspire you in your walk in the Lord. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.